Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Blah. So the two updates, basically, no, we're not closing today. Ah, would have been so nice. Month-end close on a Friday. Super clean books. But anyhow, long story short, two things happened that kind of threw things off. One was closing down that C Corp and the SBA thinking I had other entities that I wasn't telling them about. It could be weird, could be fraudulent. So unfortunately, that wasn't top three yet. But I think the biggest curveball that really threw things off was someone over at the underwriting team at the bank. It's not the main lender, but the person that's doing a lot of the admin type work. I was right at the end of the day when I paid that franchise fee of $20,000, and they said, "Oh, hey, we still need like your cash equity injection." So since the $20,000 was part of a cost of buying the business, that goes towards the down payment. So like the whole loan is still the same amount, but the bank is required to show that I've put in 10% skin in the game. And so they had that amount. And I said, well, $20,000 from the franchise fee, that's skin in the game. Like I'm committed to this thing. Once I put that in, I need $20,000 less of skin in the game elsewhere. And they're like, well, we still need you to have 10%, even though that's another fee. That's not really a part of this whole thing. And so I was like, all right, I'll push back. And so when I brought that up to the broker today, I'm like, oh yeah, just for counting and closing. And just as a reminder, I paid the full franchise fee. We were going to split it 50-50. No worries. But I just wanted to run that by you, broker, Josh. Like, I did the $20,000 fee plus the 10%, and that just seemed like a lot. Like, is that the way the accounting should flow out from the flow of funds sheet? Because they have a flow of funds sheet that shows like who paid what, who got what, and it shows like how the dust settles for everyone. And he was like, no, that should have counted towards your skin in the game 10%. I said, I know. It should have. And they're saying it doesn't. That's a lot of money. Can we make sure for sure one way or the other? And he's like, let me get back to you. That's a big deal. And so I forwarded him the email between me and the loan coordinator. And he called, and broker called the lender. Basically was like, hey, like, put the pause, like, time out here. The $20,000 fee should have gone towards the skin in the game injection. That's going to throw things off because now like this person was that person, this person was that person. So we can't close today. And now like that the $20,000 thing is there, it definitely means we were not closing today because the accounting is all like now in a tizzy because I'm bringing $20,000 less to the table and they locked up my whole down payment. So now they have to like release funds, but transfer the... I'm glad I'm not a major in accounting. I went to school for finance, actually, but the bank now has to sort out everything to figure out what goes where, who owes what, and making sure it all meets underwriting criteria. So not closing the day, unfortunately. And now it gets a little tricky because my wife took the day off work, and she works on Monday. And so the broker was really cool. He said, Nathan and the sellers, you know, we can all meet up in person and we can sign papers on Monday or Tuesday or whenever. But since my wife works full time, they're going to have like a paper runner, take the signed docs and go to the hospital where my wife works, have her sign everything and then come on back to the office for like filings and whatnot. So it wasn't a big deal. Fortunately, I thought it was going to be a pause, but it was so cool. I think it's been a great transaction, great people. But the members find out on Sunday night. And so I was going to meet up with the seller. We're going to record our video of, hey, I'm the seller. I'm the buyer. We have a news to share. I'm selling. I'm buying. We'd love to meet you over time. And so now we're not going to see each other. We're now going to have to meet up over the weekend to shoot our shot or shoot our video. So then when that email goes out, the members know like there's a transition happening and occurring. So... what a crazy, crazy conclusion to the whole saga. Keep you updated over the weekend. Just got an email from the bank. Let's see if it's relevant to our recording here. Oh, here we go. Oh, nice. It's a screenshot of a spreadsheet. That is pretty sweet. Okay, so there, oh gosh, because of this one thing, they now need like an amendment written up, a new amendment, a current amendment edited. So we have to rewrite a purchase agreement from like 3 months ago. I'll write an amendment to the purchase agreement. Guys, this is like an accounting final in college. This is gross. Ick. But that's why you have a broker. That's why you have a lender. And that's why you don't sell your business yourself, because this is so annoying. But anyhow, I'm glad. That's another thing I'm taking away. Hire experts to be an expert so that you can just kind of pass the buck to them and be like, well, this is your circus. Go figure it out. I'll pay you. I'll pay you to do my accounting. I'll pay you to do my legal. I'll pay you to do my business brokering. Just chuckling because I'm tired of doing these accounting problems throughout the day. But yeah, we'll rock and roll. We're going to get a little bit of cash back in the pocket, and we will be set for next week. It's going to be closing time. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go kick it and make sure that the day job is still good and happening. I got actually a few projects today done for that. That was kind of nice. A court ranting. Episode over.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.